going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I just said it to Will and Medina. I know they're not Hunter. And I'm not going to explain away for the Browns. I think Travis Hunter's going to put up a lot of yards and do a lot of great things. And it's the same thing with Ashton Jenny. And I got a guy who I think is going to be a good, solid defensive tackle for you for the next 10 years. But you give me an extra first-round pick, my hands are tied, guys. I got to do this. You give me an extra second-round pick, my hands are tied, guys. I got to do this. And I'm hoping over the next 10 years that starts to pay off. So I know what I'm going up against, guys. I am not going to say that, oh, yeah. Long-term, yes. Because I think he's going to have two sacks. I don't know, Lyman was showing me his highlights during the I've seen some of these highlights. I didn't see that package of highlights. Now I'm like, oh my God, look at the motor on this guy. Look how tough this guy is.
We were watching wrestling.
I was calling offensive lineman the B word during the break. Get out of the club. Get out of here. Get out of here. Now I'm starting to get excited about Mason Graham, but it's 2 sacks, 2.5 sacks is going to create opportunities for other people. But I think I know why Lima wanted to make this move, and I think subconsciously, and I think I know why Lima is excited about this move. You, for so long, we've been together for a while, you for so long have played psychiatrist with me, therapist with me. Why do I feel this way? Lima's helped me, and Owen's helped me. I'm going to do it with you. I said before, when you wanted to trade down, I go, Lima has grown as a man here. That is, wanting to trade down and getting more picks, that is a conservative move. That's what the father of children does. That's what a guy who has a mortgage does. And then I thought about it even more. I think there's a part of you that's a little bit guilty right now. Because you were one of the guys thumping your chest for this trade 3 years ago. And they are paying for this trade right now. And this is painful. This is not fun. You are the Dave Ramsey now of picks. You are the Dave Ramsey of football, where you are now rice and beans and rice, defensive tackles, amassing picks, and hopefully it'll work out because you got yourself in some serious debt with Deshaun Watson.
That's right.
You need to get out of it.
It's maxing out that Roth IRA now.
And I think you feel a little bit of guilt here because there's been a lot of people over the last 3 years more than willing to throw that one in your face, myself included.
As well, you should
support that trade.
No, as well, you should. It didn't work out. It turns out to be one of the biggest blunders ever. Obviously, I never thought we would be getting the worst version of any quarterback, let alone a guy that I thought was a top five. And so, you got to take your poison now, or you got to take your medicine, I should say, for all of that. We've done the poison part of it. Now you got to take your medicine.
Let's talk in October. We'll see where that goes.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt that now to get out of that, it doesn't mean double down on a bad trade. It doesn't mean, you know, triple down on an aging roster that's expensive. That would have made no sense. And I know we get callers that are like, I got to sit out another year. Look, if you're under the age of 50, what's another year? I get it if you're in your 70s
well,
and you're like,
what are you telling the guys in the 70s?
Right. It sucks. It absolutely sucks. Although I'm guessing those guys were off the train the minute they got Deshaun Watson to begin with. So in this case, you know, they have to do a responsible thing here. That's why I point out. And just the way, I'm telling you guys, the way that I was hearing them talk about Travis Hunter, I think it was a dead giveaway. I mean, we have the audio. The way that...
Oh, do we have it? You want to play it?
The way that they talked...
Does Kayla have it? I don't want to send her on a goose chase.
Yeah, and Andrew Berry, the way they talked in recent days about Travis Hunter. I mean, listen to the comparisons, guys. Should have been the ultimate tell for all of you what they were going to do, and more importantly, what they weren't going to do.
He has to play on both sides to be worth that number two pick.
No, I don't see it that way. I think it's a little bit like Ohtani, right, where... You know, when he's playing one side, he's an outstanding player. If he's a pitcher, he's a hitter, he's an outstanding player. You obviously get a unicorn if you use him both ways.
Unicorn. I mean, we say that about unicorn, Evan Mobley. Defensive player of the year. Congratulations, Evan Mobley. Go ahead.
Comparing him to Ohtani, who is the most electrifying and best, clearly the best player in baseball and maybe history of baseball, considering what he's able to do in this era. Like, that's who we're comparing Hunter to. At no point did I think Hunter was going to be the best player in the NFL. And yeah, he might be really...
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Really good. And
you didn't think he could be the best all-around player in the NFL at some point?
Well, I just don't see... I think it's a pipe dream, him playing serious amount of possessions, a serious amount of snaps both ways. Part of it's maybe I'm being unfair to the guy because no one's ever done it, so it's hard for me to be a believer in something I've never seen. Maybe it's why at times I struggle with religion. But in this case, this is going to be incredible. And look, do you care? Let me ask you this. Do you care how good Travis Hunter is if they end up getting that franchise quarterback next year? Do you even care how good Travis Hunter is?
I have to care now. But
do you?
Yeah, hell yeah, I have to care. Blimey, I can't just turn the mic off and separate myself from the listeners. We have to talk to the listeners every day.
As we know, the Josh Allen trade was a trade up. The Mahomes trade was a trade up. Now they got that ammo. And if they go and trade up next year, or maybe they'll just be bad enough on their own to get the guy they want at number one overall, we'll see. But you never know ahead of time. But you want to make sure that you have all the leverage to do what you need to do in a draft. If they end up doing that next year, then you know what? If Travis Hunter's amazing, I'm not looking back. The quarterback is so much more important. Taking a wide receiver at number two overall,
I think
that's just that's not important.
No, I think you're lying to yourself to some degree here because... Listen, I support this move because of what you get back. I'm steadfast on this. But damn, this isn't where I'm the general manager of the Browns and I can do an interview for 15 minutes and turn the microphones off and then not have to deal with the fans. That's not it. Like, I see a scenario where Dave in Broadview Heights, like when he called in about Baker Mayfield last year and I lost my mind and burst blood vessels in my eyes, I could see another scenario playing out in week three next year, this year. This is an everyday thing. And if the Browns are good, if they get some help tonight, that'll help out. But you and I and Browns fans, we're going to have to deal with this. And there's going to be some
it's going to be rough. Yes.
Coming up here.
I mean, even if Mason Graham is better than you are projecting and you like him.
I do. I really like him.
And I've liked him for a long time. And he's a Michigan guy. For me to like a Michigan guy, yeah, I've been keeping my eyes on him for a long time. But... Even if he's really good, we know they're not going to win a ton of games this year. They're just probably not. So that's going to be thrown in our faces too. But again, the reality is this team was not in position to worry about that a luxury splash player. Like, yeah, you know, the Detroit Lions, when they take Gibbs, they can do that. They were in position. They were in position. They were a loaded team where they had guys in their prime ready to pop. Browns are not that team. Browns are in a tough spot. They're old, expensive, yep. And they don't have a quarterback.
You're paying
the quarterback wasn't in this draft.
You're paying for what it is. And I don't even think that you're really interested in a quarterback right now. I mean, how long do we have the Shador Sanders conversation? All the, 8 minutes? If that, I'm probably way overestimating that. This is going to be a long-term investment. And the first thing that people are bringing up with, and I hate it because he's a local guy and he's a damn nice man and a good man, is Phil Taylor. And the trade that we've talked about for years, and at time is going to be a flat circle here. And damn it, the Julio Jones, and yeah, you could say, well, what Super Bowl did Julio Jones ever win? Okay, fine. But if we're doing that.
I understand.
But
you didn't want to make that mistake again, and a lot of Browns fans are assuming they've made that mistake
you
again.
You will have to have, it's not just, and this is what puts more pressure on it. It's not just Mason Graham playing well. It doesn't matter. If Mason Graham was taken 15th by the Falcons or whatever, he has to play well. He's a first-round pick, for crying out loud. It's Mason Graham, and what do you do next year? It's Mason Graham, and how does that third-round guy, or maybe second-round guy, probably third-round project, how does that guy work out? But really, what do you do next year to go out and get your quarterback? Do you go, if this is still Andrew Berry, right? And that's an if here. If this is still Andrew Berry, do you go and make that move and move up for any one of those five quarterbacks that we talk about next year? And is that the right move for you? Or are we going to be sitting here in another part of purgatory and all of a sudden I'm getting more gray hair and time's catching up with me? Like, this is big. This is a very big thing. And you are still having to dig out from the terrible situation that we're in right now. It's not about cap. You can find ways out of the cap. You know how I feel about the salary cap. This is about the talent that you don't have coming up because you haven't had three first-round picks because you gambled and lost terribly on a guy that really wasn't ever interested in playing for you.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, draw deep to left.
Ohtani connects to it.
Strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.